ABC News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump transition team celebrating after the special counsel took steps to end two federal cases against Donald Trump. Jack Smith moving to dismiss the January 6th election interference case and filing to drop the appeal in the classified documents case. DOJ policy states a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. ABC's Jonathan Carl with more.
Ultimately, Donald Trump won. He won the election. So that jury, that massive jury of 150 plus million voters ultimately voted effectively to, if not exonerate him, to free him from the possibility that he would be prosecuted for what he did after that election in 2020.
In North Carolina, airport service workers staging a one-day strike at Charlotte Douglas International, demanding better pay and benefits. It comes as Thanksgiving travel ramps up. A record number of people will fly and drive this Thanksgiving holiday. This is ABC News. A federal hearing in Texas today over The Onion's bid for InfoWars. A judge weighing arguments over the satirical news outlet's offer for Alex Jones's platforms. Jones claims The Onion executives and families of Sandy Hook victims conspired in the bidding. The conspiracy theorist filed for bankruptcy after he was ordered to pay nearly $1.5 billion for defaming Sandy Hook families, claiming the 2012 Newtown shooting was a hoax. Formula One racing getting trendier on the side of the Atlantic.
A sign of Formula One's growing popularity in the United States, three races stateside.
And that man has hit the jackpot in Vegas tonight.
Third, this weekend in Las Vegas is heard on ESPN and Sky Sports, and now a U.S. auto giant is joining the party. General Motors will enter Formula One in 2026 as Cadillac F1. It won't be all American at first. The team will use Ferrari engines until it can build its own.
ABC's Brian Clark, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Blustery and cold tonight with a low of 20, winds west-northwest 10 to 20. Partly sunny tomorrow, it will be breezy and chilly with a high of 35, and winds will be west 10 to 15, and then mostly cloudy and crisp tomorrow night with a low of 23. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 7 miles per hour. We have received gusts today up to 25 miles per hour, and it's cloudy, and our current temperature is 32 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller tax burden than most other states. According to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, limits on local property taxes and income taxes, combined with average wages rising by about 9%, has led to the lowest burden rate compared to the national average ever for the state. Wisconsin now ranks 35th in tax burden, which is the state's lowest ranking on record. The report also credited Governor Tony Evers lowering the third income tax bracket in 2021 for contributing to the falling tax burden. How does Wisconsin stack up as a place to retire? Lisa Hale has the answer.
U.S. News & World Report released its list for the 150 best places to retire in the United States. Green Bay tops the list of Wisconsin cities, coming in at 11th in the nation, up from 16th last year. Other Wisconsin cities that made the grade are Madison at 37th and Milwaukee at 123rd, down from 64th last year. The organization looked at the happiness of local residents, housing affordability, tax rates, and healthcare quality.
The entire list can be viewed at the U.S. News and World Report website. Average gas prices rose 2.2 cents per gallon over last week. The average in the state today is $2.85. This is 4 cents lower than a month ago and 9 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Over 30 states have average gas prices below $3 this week, but it won't be nationwide by Thanksgiving. Officials at Gas Buddy say Russia's threats after Ukraine used long-range U.S. missiles pushed oil prices back above $70 per barrel. Some promotions ahead of Thanksgiving are pushing gas prices back down, even as oil prices remain elevated. We are seeing the lowest national average price of gasoline since 2021 and a better economic picture than the last time prices were this low. While you're in the woods for deer hunting, officials ask that you be on the lookout for missing persons. In Juneau County, they're asking hunters to keep an eye out for Leia Stewart. She's been missing since the 4th of July, 2023. She was last seen wearing a black shirt, dark-colored shorts, and she wasn't wearing shoes. If you see any signs of disturbance or anything unusual that may aid in locating Leia, you're asked to contact the Juneau County Sheriff's Office at 608-847-5649. That's 847-5649. Last Wednesday, the Sauk County Sheriff's Office responded to SSM St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo for the report of an 18-month-old child that was brought in with injuries consistent with child abuse. During the investigation, deputies and detectives learned that the injuries to the child occurred at a motel in the township of Baraboo. Isabella Perry, 17, of Baraboo, was arrested and taken to the Sauk County Jail for child abuse, intentionally causing great bodily harm. Isabella is being held pending an initial appearance in Sauk County Circuit Court. This is an ongoing investigation. If you have any information regarding this case or other criminal activity, you are encouraged to contact Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. That's 1-888-847-7285 or your local law enforcement agency. An 8-year-old child in the Milwaukee area died after being struck by a vehicle. It happened Thursday morning in the village of River Hills. The police chief calls the incident a freak accident when the child waiting for a bus was struck by his parents' vehicle. The child died while being transported to the hospital. Police say the incident is being investigated with no foul play suspected and no charges being filed. A Milwaukee man who killed a pregnant woman in a hit-and-run crash is sentenced to 40 years in prison. A jury convicted Frank Mosley in the November 2023 crash, which killed 32-year-old Erin Mogensen. She was several weeks pregnant at the time. Mosley was driving a stolen car at more than 75 miles an hour when he struck the victim's vehicle at an intersection. He was found guilty of 4 counts against him, including 2 for first-degree reckless homicide. An extremely high bond has been set for a Marshfield man accused of homicide. David Castro Gutierrez is being held on a $10 million cash bond accused of killing 28-year-old Blanca Jacinia Hernandez Porto Carrero during a domestic incident in Marshfield. Investigators believe the 38-year-old killed her on November 3rd, then dumped her body north of Prentice, some 70 miles away. He was arrested 10 days later and formally charged on Thursday. No further court action was immediately scheduled, and he has yet to enter a plea for the charge. If found guilty at trial, he faces life in prison. A former Northeast Wisconsin fire chief faces over 20 counts of allegedly embezzling from his department. Oconee County prosecutors accuse 41-year-old Christopher Thompson of taking over $100,000 from the Lakewood Fire Department Association. Investigators say Thompson took the money over several years and used it to pay personal bills. He allegedly admitted to the thefts and said he would pay back the money, but department officials say that hasn't happened yet. Thompson resigned in September and is being held on a $10,000 cash bond. Local residents and visitors alike will be treated to a new place of public art on the north wall of the Copper Lounge building in Muscadet. Owner Wendy Rowe commissioned the mural by Darius Agard of Milwaukee after demolition of the longstanding service station and repair shop adjacent to her structure left an unsightly exposed brick face for both the Copper Lounge and the adjoining Clare Bank. The mural that covered a portion of the wall had become weathered, and Rowe decided it was time to pursue a new look for the entire north side of the building. After relaying the general concept to Agard, a preliminary sketch was provided, and the pieces fell into place. Agard estimated there were 16 to 20 hours involved in the planning process. Rowe was able to have local painter Trent Sherman prepare the wall with a brown underlayer, only to learn that the muralist required a white base layer, which was painted and prepped by Blair and Jake Trotter of Muscadet prior to the arrival of Agard crew on November 16th. Working throughout the day and into the evening, a team of five artists under Agard's direction started with background including United States flag red stripes, graffiti-style lettering of Muscadet, Wisconsin, and additional detail work with a large eagle. On Sunday, November 17th, Agard and his apprentice, Alan Peralta, formerly of San Diego but now of Milwaukee, and others continued the finishing work by adding the signature Muscadet Morel Mushrooms and Prairie Wildflowers as a nod to English Prairie, the name given to the early trading post and settlement on the Wisconsin River, and final details. Between the planning and the actual on-site painting, over 100 hours were devoted to completion of the mural. A classic Wisconsin B-movie prop is up for auction. One of the giant spider props from the titular 1975 sci-fi movie, The Giant Spider Invasion, is up for auction in December. That film was shot in Maryland and was notably covered by the comedy series Mystery Science Theater 3000. You can also own all the rights to the film and several of the original negatives. The auction is coming entirely from a collection of the independent filmmaker Bill Rebane, who set up shop in Tiny Gleason in Lincoln County. Happy birthday to the famous battle cry On Wisconsin, which began on an actual battlefield. It was 1863, the middle of the Civil War. Wisconsin's 24th Infantry Regiment was in Tennessee, fighting the Confederate Army when their Union flag was shot down. That didn't stop the Wisconsin unit. An 18-year-old soldier named Arthur MacArthur ran up a hill, staking it in the ground, and yelled, "On Wisconsin!" It helped rally their Union troops to keep fighting, and for it, he later won a Medal of Honor. The fight song was composed in 1909. St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center will be serving their annual Thanksgiving dinner Thursday. Meals are carry-out and delivery. Delivered meals within a two-mile radius of Richland Center will be distributed from 11 to 2. Carryouts can be picked up at the church, located at 479 South Park Street, from 11:30 to 12:30. Orders must be placed by this Wednesday at noon. To place an order, call 608-647-3000 and leave your name, phone number, delivery or pickup, and how many dinners you want. Someone will contact you regarding your address. Free will donations are accepted. AAA is preparing for a busy Thanksgiving holiday weekend, expecting to respond to more than 570,000 calls from drivers with car trouble. Beginning Wednesday, the Auto Club Group will also launch its free Tow-to-Go service, which is aimed at preventing impaired driving. Nationwide, AAA expects Thanksgiving travel to set new records, with an estimated 71.7 million Americans forecast to take a road trip. Combining cocktails with crowded roads can be deadly. During the Thanksgiving holiday weekend from 2017 to 2021, more than 830 people died in crashes involving a drunk driver. Tow2Go is active from 6 Wednesday night to 6 Monday morning, December 2nd. The program is available in Wisconsin and other selected states, offering a safe ride for would-be impaired drivers and their vehicles. AAA requests that the program be used as a last resort, yet it is free to those who need it. Phone 1-855-2-TOW-2-GO. That's 1-855-286-9245. Appointments cannot be scheduled in advance. Tow2Go is designed as a safety net for those that did not plan ahead. Always choose a designated driver before celebrating. In some situations, AAA may need to make other arrangements to get an impaired individual a safe ride home. Tow2Go may not be available in rural areas or during severe weather conditions. The latest winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle are on Saturday, Tom Doudna. Sunday's winner was Steve Colstead, and today's winner is Amanda Fowle.
Hello from the Creative Outlet. Our Small Business Friday and Saturday sale is 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Viola United Methodist Church. A private family burial will be held after all services. Friends may call at the Viola United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Croix Hospice, the Kickapoo School District New Sign Fund, or Viola United Methodist Church would be appreciated. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86, of Viola. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday, December 4th at 11 o'clock in the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements for Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91, died November 20th in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Friday, December 20th at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Viola Cemetery in the spring. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday, December 20th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Eva Ann Schilling, age 91.
Are you a veteran planning on purchasing a home? Jason Schultz of Schultz Mortgage Team is also a veteran, and he will pay up to $500 toward your appraisal on a purchase or VA refinance. Use a mortgage lender that is a veteran to use your VA eligibility. It only makes sense. Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. Call 608-604-5068.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. It's a cloudy one out there, with breezy winds whipping out of the northwest up to 20 miles per hour. High temperatures today scraped the low 40s and are now going to be sliced in half, falling to near 20. It'll still be blustery, and it'll be quite cold, so waking up early tomorrow morning, it'll probably be feeling like the single digits. However, we will see some sunshine, finally, battling the breezy wind still, this time out of the west, as temperatures try their best to get above freezing. In fact, we may hit the mid-30s. Doesn't last for long, though. We slide quickly tomorrow night back down to the low 20s. Thankfully, though, for Wednesday, we'll see calm winds and sunshine to start. Clouds will thicken, and they'll increase throughout the afternoon. This, of course, is a small chance of a few spotty light snow showers do push in later in the day. Now, if you're headed south on Wednesday, northern Illinois is expected to see some snow accumulations. But here, for us, high temperatures, the warmest of the week, flirting with 40. Then for Thanksgiving, what does the weather have in store? Well, actually a beautiful one. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, winds will still be whipping, and high temperatures, yes, they drop cooler, only flirting with the freezing mark. We do have another quick shot of some snow showers in the evening on Thursday, and then for Friday, it's gone. We'll see more peaks of sunshine, brisk winds, and high temperatures sliding even further. In fact, they're only going to reach highs in the low 20s on Friday, Saturday, and maybe some mid-20s on Sunday. We will see a ton of sunshine and a dry weekend ahead, so for travel plans, this is good news. And while it may not be snowing, you're still going to want a winter weather emergency kit in your car, especially for holiday travel. What I would make sure that you have is some extra gloves, hat, tools, definitely a blanket or a sleeping bag in case your car breaks down and you don't have any heat. These kind of conditions, that cold can sneak up on you fast. And always check your tire pressure. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 32 degrees after a high today of 41 and a morning low, which was at 11 a.m. this morning, of 31. Record high set back in 1908 is 62 degrees, with a record low of 2 below set back in 1977. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 22. Sunset took place tonight at 4:30 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:08. The winds are out of the northeast between 10 to 13 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 21 degrees outside. And we did have reports of wind gusts up to about 25 miles per hour throughout the day today. Our barometric reading is 30.16. And our precipitation, we have received rain and we had some snow later this morning as well. And we received 15 hundredths of an inch of precipitation. And once again, currently in Richland Center, our current temperature is 32 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's area high school games.
The high school girls' schedule resumes with games tonight, including Bartonville to Darlington, Benton at Southwestern, Highland visits Iowa Grant, Cashton at Kickapoo. Fenimore is at River Ridge. Lafarge Youth Initiative plays at New Lisbon. And Westby hosts Brookwood. Plus, coming up tonight on the radio, One Ewok Center travels to Ithaca. Ithaca comes in at 0-2 for the night. One Ewok Center is 1-1. I asked Coach David Klang of Ithaca about the start of the season so far for the Bulldog girls.
Just a little bit of inexperience to start and kind of getting those first game jitters out, I think, was kind of our big concern, and I think we're slowly starting to adjust, and hopefully tonight we kind of come out and play more relaxed and play more as a group and not try to force things that aren't there, like forcing bad passes that have led to turnovers or bad shots. Just kind of work the ball around and take kind of more time and get the looks that we want and not feel rushed and kind of speeding the game up for a speed that we don't need to be playing at.
The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have it for you on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Bulldogs host Wonnewuck Center, tonight's featured area high school sports broadcast. I'm Phil Nee.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Josh Jacobs scored 3 touchdowns as the Packers ran past the San Francisco 49ers yesterday by a score of 38-10. The Niners were playing without several All-Pro caliber starters, turned the ball over 3 times, and committed 9 penalties. The 3 turnovers led to 21 points. The Green Bay running game dominated with Jacobs rushing 26 times for 106 yards. Jordan Love threw 2 touchdown passes. The San Francisco defense included only 4 players who were on the field in the playoff victory over the Packers last season. Thursday night football's next for Coach Matt LaFleur's team, with Miami visiting Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur hopes the homework he did earlier this month will help his team deal with its compressed schedule over the next couple of weeks. The Packers' 38-10 victory on Sunday over the San Francisco 49ers began a 12-day stretch in which they play 3 games. They're back at Lambeau Field on Thursday night against the Dolphins, as mentioned earlier, and then they will be visiting NFC North leading Detroit Lions the following Thursday. LaFleur says he spent much of the Packers' bye week scouting the Dolphins because of his compressed schedule. High-scoring John Tanjay put another 33 points on the board as the Badgers bounced back from an uninspiring first half against Pitt yesterday. After trailing by 7 at intermission, Wisconsin whipped the Panthers 81-75. John Blackwell added 14 points, and Tanjay and Steve Kroll teamed for 16 rebounds at the Greenbrier Tip-Off Classic. The Badgers connected on 60% of their shots in the second half. Next up for Wisconsin is Chicago State on Saturday. And Kansas remained solidly entrenched at number 1 in the AP Top 25 Men's College Basketball poll ahead of its showdown with Duke in Las Vegas. The Jayhawks received 51 of 62 first-place votes from the National Panel of Media, putting them well ahead of 2-time reigning national champion UConn, which was 2nd with 6 first-place votes. Gonzaga was 3rd with 2 first-place votes. Auburn was next with 3, and Iowa State rounded out a top 5 that was unchanged from the previous week. Xavier, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State entered the poll at the expense of Illinois, St. John's, and Rutgers. The Wisconsin Badgers rose 4 spots to number 15 in the rankings this week, earning 641 points in the poll as they matched the 7-0 start of their 2014-15 team, a season in which Wisconsin later advanced to a second straight Final Four and the national championship game. Marquette made the biggest climb this week, moving up 5 spots to number 10. The Golden Eagles catch a breather this week with Stonehill and Western Carolina before back-to-back showdowns with number 5 Iowa State and number 15 Wisconsin. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country RC.com.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans and hogs were higher Monday, cattle finished mixed, and corn closed lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were modestly higher on short covering, technical buying, and spillover from a higher moving meal. The trade is watching the generally favorable planting and development weather in South America. Crush margins remain bullish, but have narrowed somewhat. January beans were up 2 1/4 at 9.85 and 3/4. March was 2 higher at 9.94 and 1/4. Adjusting product spreads, December bean meal was 450 higher at 293.70. December soybean oil was down 56 points at 41.21. Corn closed weak, monitoring the planting and development conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Mexico did buy more than 450,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open, mostly for delivery this marketing year. December was down 3/4 at 424 and 3/4. March was 2 1/4 lower at 433. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling. There is rain in the forecast for parts of the Black Sea region, and the USDA's winter wheat crop condition rating was expected to be up in the week. The trade was also watching harvest activity in Argentina and Australia. December Chicago was 8.5 lower at 535 and 3/4. December Kansas City was down 7 3/4 at 546.5. December Minneapolis wheat was 5 lower at 581. Live cattle were mixed, getting ready for this week's direct trade. December live was down 27 at 186.50, and February was 50 lower at 187.70. With that lower move in corn, January feeders were up $1.17 at 255.47. March feeders were 120 higher at 254.32. And hogs were up, with pork sharply higher at midday. December lean was 30 cents higher at 81.97, and February was up 25 at 85.92. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
This is this week's player with heart, Eden Finucane from Mauston High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Eden is a three-sport athlete and takes part in band and flag squad. She's active in 4-H and FFA and enjoys growing her skills in public speaking. She's part of a family farming operation and talked about what agriculture means to her.
It's a family tradition. My family's been farming since the 1950s, and I've sort of grown up learning how to show and care for for my dairy animals.
Eden would like to go into nursing after high school, but she said it's also important to her to be a part of that family farming tradition.
Grandma owns the farm right now, and it's probably going to be passed on to my mom and my aunts. And from there, I'd like to have some part in ownership in the farm, maybe. I want to stay connected with the farm and help out on it when I get older.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start to the week. There could be more business activity actually take place early on with that Thanksgiving holiday and the typically quiet post-holiday Friday. Bid and asking prices didn't surface, though, on Monday. Look for significant trade volume to actually develop around midweek. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for solid offerings. Choice up 230 at $309.71. Select was $1.67 higher at $273.74. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 2,000 on the weekend, down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hog prices were not reported with very light negotiated purchases. Pork values closed higher, up $1.56 at $93.33. Ribs, hams, picnics, loins, and butts were all sharply higher and higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, even on the weekend, up about 13,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitou with Timsack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Good sale last week. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Reminder, we are closed November 28th and we want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Watch for upcoming online only auctions. We have plenty coming. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitou. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The USDA's winter wheat condition rating moved higher over the past week as the crop gets closer to dormancy. 55% of U.S. winter wheat is now in good to excellent condition, a surge of 6% over the last week. The USDA's weekly National Crop Progress and Condition Reports will resume in April 2025. More news is next.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you.
California dairy that sells raw, unpasteurized milk is recalling some of it after tests found the avian influenza virus was present. Dr. Keith Polson with Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory tells Brownfield, "It's odd to see what's been happening in California with higher raw milk demand during the past few months."
We've had stories out of Los Angeles that people, that demand for raw milk has really exploded because people think that if they drink it, they're going to essentially vaccinate themselves by consuming the antibodies that are produced. Immunology doesn't really work that way.
The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has temporarily suspended imports of live animals originating from or traveling through Mexico following the confirmation of New World screwworm in cattle. NWS are fly larvae that infest living tissue of warm-blooded animals, causing infection. This import ban applies to live cattle and bison. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
A weed control plan for success. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Enlist field specialist Andy Carriger says farmers should take a program approach to managing weeds in 2025. He tells Brownfield starting clean, using pre-emergence herbicides, and effectively timing post-emergence applications are the foundation for a successful growing season. More after this.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. The old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your field, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at enlist.com/corn. Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
AgriScience Enlist field specialist Andy Carriger says there are several steps growers should take if they plan on using the Enlist weed control system next year.
First of all, I'd like to really strongly encourage farmers who plant Enlist traded crops not to simply rely on Enlist herbicides alone for their weed control. It's very essential to use a full weed control program approach with multiple modes of action. Some of the practices the farmers should look to diversify the weed program approach to preserve efficacy of the weed control tools. First of all, start with a clean field, either with a burn down or tillage. The sooner you do that, the better off you are usually controlling weeds early. Number two, always use a pre-emergent and broad spectrum pre-emergent soil applied residual is an essential, especially in areas that have a lot of difficult to control broadleaf weeds like any of the amaranth species or water hemp, and make sure it has multiple modes of action, and that will better mitigate resistance of some of these weeds. Number three approach, a follow-up is all about timing. So if you're doing any type of post-emergent treatment, timing is critical. Always try to get it on before they're 6 inches. 2 to 4 inches is ideal. And given the fact that these weeds can grow 1 to 1.5 inches a day, timing is critical, but try to get them on before they're 6 inches tall if you can. Always use full rates. Number four is a good suggestion. Don't try to cut rates to cut the cost. Always apply full rates of herbicides. Usually you're going to have one, maybe two shots at these. It's best to try to give it as good an opportunity as you can on the first application. Scouting is another point that's really critical. Scouting before applications will ensure the herbicides and your use rate and your tank mixes are proper for that particular weed problem. And then the lastly, whenever possible, incorporate non-chemical weed control practices such as crop rotation. Cover crops are a critical point in some of that as well.
Visit Enlist.com to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Find California King adjustable bases starting at $150 with a mattress purchase, only at A-Plus Furniture this Black Friday.
My mama, that you had a heart of gold. I was weak and searching for a miracle. Then you opened my soul and decided to just close the door. But I should have known that you were gonna drive me crazy. Have my thoughts saying maybe she loves me, but why am I in so much pain? I look over my shoulder, cause you're getting bolder. I'm never gonna be safe. Girl, I think that it's time to tell you I know you lied. I've heard your secrets that your ego just would not let you keep. Baby, you were the dice, and now that I'm doing fine, you text me, call me, and DMing me while I'm trying to sleep. You said that you were sorry, but you gotta know I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm happy you're not. So I'll keep my stance, and then I'll do my dance. Baby, you had your chance. Baby, you left me crying and all alone. I felt like I was dying in that bitter cold. We had something special that I had never seen before. But I should have known that you were gonna drive me crazy. Have my thoughts saying maybe she loves me, but why am I in so much pain? I know I'm not insane and my memory's hazy, but I'm no longer feeling that way. Girl, I think that it's time to tell you I know you lied. I've heard your secrets that your ego just would not let you keep. Baby, you were the dice, and now that I'm doing fine, you text me, call me, and DMing me while I'm trying to sleep. You said that you were sorry, but you gotta know I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm happy you're now, and so I'll keep my stance, and then I'll do my dance. Baby, you had your chance. Baby, you had your chance.
That was Hunter Lott with You Had Your Chance. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be here until the start of high school basketball action. Yes, we're going to be carrying the girls' basketball game tonight, the Ithaca game at Ithaca, and they will be hosting the Wanawak Center women. So that'll be the game for tonight, the featured broadcast right here on WRCO 100.9. And the pregame should start at around 6:40, and Mr. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. There's no JV game, so that'll probably start on time. So we'll get that on the air for you starting at 6:40 with the pregame, and tip-off should be around 7 o'clock. Hopefully your Monday is a good one. It's a short week. So today, I don't know if today would feel like a Wednesday to a lot of people. I'm not sure. But anyways, it depends on what days you have off. But anyways, I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving week. Right now, our time is 5:48 and the temperature is 31 degrees. The winds are now down to about 7 miles per hour. They were up to about 13 miles per hour. And we even got some gusts today of 25. So it is a windy one out there, making it feel a lot colder than what it is. And then for tomorrow, it's going to be partly sunny, breezy, and chilly with a high of 35. So be sure to bundle up when you get out tomorrow as well. And just wanted to let you know that going on tonight, the Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua is offering a free community meal. And that's usually offered the fourth Monday of each month from 5 to 6:30, and all are welcome. Also, the Rolling Hill Toastmasters Club meets the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. That'd be from 6:30 to 8, and meetings are held in at the Eagles School Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or Zoom. For more information or Zoom link, call at 608-604-7743, and that's a looking ahead to tomorrow. And yeah, it's like I say, hopefully everyone, and also I just wanted to check and say, make sure hopefully hunters had a great hunt so far. And if you haven't gotten your deer yet, hopefully you'll get it this week, but hopefully your hunt is a success.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country RC.com.
Pumpkin pie was a staple on New England Thanksgiving tables as far back as the turn of the 18th century. According to History.com, legend has it that the Connecticut town of Colchester postponed its Thanksgiving feast for a week in 1705 due to a molasses shortage. There could simply be no Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie. Take time to be thankful for what you have and for what our farm families contribute to our well-being every day. This Thanksgiving message for work done on the farm is provided by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizon Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
four free phones.
Four free phones.
Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Don't miss the Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Get a sofa love seat set for only $699.99 or save up to $500 with their Black Friday coupons. Plus, all home decor and accessories is 25% off. And don't forget to check out the new products from FlexSteel and the highly rated Nectar mattresses. Shop the Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet Consigned Clothing Store, where our gift certificates are the perfect fit.
Z
The half-price sale is back at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center in Viroqua. Starting this Tuesday through Sunday, December 1st, buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half off. That's right, half price on your second item. Hurry in and stock up on shoes and clothing for the whole family. Doors open at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, but don't wait. Special orders and layaways aren't included. And the sale ends this Sunday. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where style meets savings.
100.9 WRCO.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, would you two step, put your boots on, baby, we can do that.
Black Friday deals end soon. Visit A-Plus Furniture for recliners, adjustable bases, and more at unbeatable prices.